Hachette Audio presents Taking the Titanic, written by James Patterson and Scott Slaven, read by Ewan Morton and Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. Nigel Bowen, Southampton. Tuesday, April 9, 1912, 11 p.m. The only thing that could save me was a losing hand. Holding my breath, I slowly lifted my cards. Full house. I was a dead man. I glanced around the table at my fellow players, then around the dark bar. There were only 10 or so other patrons in the squalid place, and it smelled of beer, sweat, and urine, unfortunately in reverse order. All eyes were on me. I'd never had this kind of winning streak before. I couldn't lose to save my life, quite literally. These toughs had obviously thought a swell coming into a dingy saloon like this one was an easy mark, but instead I'd taken everything they had, and I doubted they would let me get away with it. As I hesitated, the player next to me, Lenny, a mean, short little man, saw me look over at the pretty red-haired whore seated at the bar.
"Keep your mind on the cards, mate,"
Lenny hissed. The other players grunted in agreement, but I noticed their eyes wandering too. She was worth looking at. Slim, full bosom, big blue eyes, and a sort of permanent half-smile that said she knew exactly what a fellow was thinking. There was nothing I could do but put down my cards. You'd have thought I fired a revolver. At the sight of my hand, fists pounded the table and the men's faces reddened with fury.
"Who's this bloke think he is coming in here taking our money?" Lenny barked.